Good morning. This is WCQS. I'm David Horand in for Greta Johnson. It's Friday. Joining me for a look at the weekend, Tony Kiss. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning, oh great one. Hey, everybody. David, I hope you had a good 4th of July holiday.
That was pretty nice, actually.
Eat some watermelon, fried chicken.
A lot of great food.
Well, I'm glad you didn't blow your fingers off with any firecrackers.
No, I'm careful.
Good enough. Well, there's a lot of fun things that you can do this weekend. 4th of July is gone, but the summer season just keeps popping along. And let's start with some theater of a kind here. This is an interesting production down at the Orange Peel. They asked me to make sure I mentioned it, so I thought we'll start off with here. Teatro del Gusto at 7:30 p.m. Sunday at the Orange Peel. It's burlesque entertainment, circus cabaret kind of a thing. Well, they're not calling it really traditional burlesque. It's more kind of a vaudeville sort of a production put on by Anka O'Leary of the Asheville Americana Burlesque and Sideshow Festival. So she's put together this new show, Teatro del Gusto, and that will be on Sunday night at the Orange Peel, one of the many interesting stage productions happening around. The show sort of revolves around an Italian ringmaster. You kind of remind me of an Italian ringmaster, David.
You're the only ringmaster I've ever met.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. I guess we can just kind of bounce back and forth on that for a little bit. But Teatro del Gusto on Sunday night at the Orange Peel, a best bet for the weekend to be sure. And some other theater happening this weekend, too. Boeing out at Flat Rock Playhouse's second stage in downtown Hendersonville. Very funny show with Scotty Treadway and Charlie Flynn McKeever and Paige Posey. They had three of them also did that in North Carolina Stage Company downtown. But now at Flat Rock in downtown Hendersonville. Let's see, Forever Plaid is out at the Parkway Players in Burnsville. Tartuffe is the Montfort Players in Asheville at the Hazel Robinson Amphitheater. Hello Dolly, big blockbuster opening this weekend at the Haywood Arts Regional Theater in Waynesville. Good morning, Waynesville. We salute you. And that's going to be a great show there. My Fair Lady, another classic show. I saw that a few weeks ago, and that's at the Flat Rock Playhouse main stage. Stardust Supper Club wrapping up at Southern Appalachian Regional Theater in Southern Appalachian Repertory Theater. Let me get these theater names right. At Mars Hill University in Mars Hill, and I saw that as well. It's the last weekend to see that show. So if you're missing any of this, don't you worry about it. We put it down for you in the Asheville Citizen Times in our Asheville Scene Entertainment and Culinary Magazine. You can get it in boxes around town. You can get it in your morning paper. And you can also get it online at AshevilleScene.com. Now let's talk about something happening a little later on this season, but the Leaf Festival has announced its talent lineup for the fall edition, October 16th through 19th at Camp Rockmont. And the big acts this fall are going to be Naco and Medicine, and we're going to have De La Soul, and we're going to have Bela Fleck and Abigail Washburn out there. So those are going to be three great shows, as you can see, at the Leaf Festival, October 16th through 19th. Might as well go ahead and get your tickets now for that, because that's always a big draw. Let's see, what else? River Music tonight. That's always a lot of fun. You been to one of those, David?
I have not, actually.
Well, it's a great show down at the Riverlink Sculpture and Performance Plaza, 144 Riverside Drive, not far from where they're building the new Belgian brewery down there. River Gregarian, Jeff Sipe, the Global Percussion Ensemble, Robert Mangum, Parrish Ellis, and the Billy C headlining that free show. But bring your spending money, because New Belgium and Sierra Nevada will be selling beer down there. A good place to go and hear some classical music this weekend is the Brevard Music Center, where Garrick Olson is playing tonight, Brahms Piano Concerto No. 2. That's at 7:30 p.m. tonight at the Whittington Fole Auditorium at Brevard Music Center, and the great Keith Lockhart will be conducting that show. And, David, I know you love Elvis, don't you?
Elvis is a big star, right?
Who doesn't love Elvis? And Harris Cherokee Resort is going to be hosting the largest ever gathering of Elvis impersonators at 6:30 p.m. Saturday in the Ultimate Elvis Tribute Artist Weekend. The first 1,400 people through the door at the event center are going to get a free Elvis costume. Going to try to break that record, which was set in 2010 out in Vegas. It was just 645. We can do better than that, can't we? Let's see, from Elvis on to Sunday and the Jubilee Summer Orchestra, directed by Earl Heffley, 20th anniversary of that group, and they're playing at 7:30 p.m. Sunday at the Jubilee Community Center on Wall Street. And then maybe just a couple of other things. Let's see, Brian Sutton is having a CD release party, and that's going to be tonight over at the Isis, and that's going to be a great show, too. So maybe from there, we should mention Beck is in town on Saturday night, but that's a sold-out show. That's going to be a big, big show. So if you're coming downtown, you're going to notice a lot of people heading over toward the U.S. Cellular Center and Thomas Wolfe Auditorium to see the great Beck
Let's go back to a second. Brian Sutton, a CD release party at ISIS.
That's right.
What a great player.
He sure is a great player. And a Grammy winner and multiple award-winning artist and just a terrific guy from Candler. And so,
great guitar player.
That'd be a great show to see on Friday night.
Okay.
Finally, on to some movies. Have you seen a movie?
Not lately.
Well, did you see any of the Planet of the Apes movies?
No.
Well, Dawn of the Planet of the Apes is opening up this weekend. Also opening this weekend, Snowpiercer, very well-reviewed sci-fi thriller with Tilda Swinton and others. And then we've got Begin Again, comedy drama with Mark Ruffalo and Keira Knightley. Finally, Hellion, about a 13-year-old obsessed with heavy metal. Mm-hmm.
Tony, it's always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
So long, everybody.